Relationships with neighbors can, of course, be tricky. A good neighbor can take in your mail while you're away, but then their ginkgo tree might shed stinky leaves all over your driveway. Novelist Susan Straight had a neighbor who no longer lives across the street, but she can't quite get him out of her life.
The homeless man headed toward me in the drugstore parking lot, his eyes pale blue as broken windshield glass, his cheeks tanned as burnt walnuts. I remembered that I have his Christmas bear at my house. I have his grandmother's gifts. Buddy is his given name. He grew up in the old wood frame house across the street from mine, but he was an adult heroin addict when I bought my house, and he asked me for money the first afternoon. "I need $5 for the bus so I can visit my grandma," he said. It turned out she lived in the garage. Buddy's mother, Jean, was an Oklahoma native with teeth wide and square as tiny refrigerators. She was divorced from her abusive husband, her son was on drugs, her daughter hospitalized for mental illness. Over the years, she brought me a hand-crocheted blanket for my new babies, whom she just wanted to touch. She kicked Buddy out, took him back. In 6 years, she was dead of throat cancer, and the daughter moved in to care for the grandmother, still in the garage. Buddy was banished for good, and instead of asking me for money on my sidewalk, he seemed to barely recognize me, squinting at my face when he held out his hand at gas stations, parks, or downtown haunts. His sister made a tenuous living with eternal yard sales. The grandmother finally died. My three girls outgrew Jean's baby blankets, and I watched as her house fell apart, all her tablecloths and furniture sold on the dying lawn. The week the house went into foreclosure, Buddy's sister brought me a box from her final yard sale. She said, "If you see Buddy, give these to him. I feel kind of bad he won't have them." In my kitchen, I looked through the box, a crocheted bear the color of weak tea, the yarn the same gauge as my baby blankets, a crocheted angel, her body the curvy, cut-off top of a bottle of Joy dish liquid. The label on the box, with a bear's head, said, "To Bud from Granny." I look at his things often, not because I feel bad that I haven't seen him. I touch the bear and angel, thinking of all the grandmother and mother did for their children, the crocheting and cooking and listening. I study Buddy's gifts, wondering if all the things I do for my children will matter. In the parking lot, I get out of the van and walk his way. I always think he will remember me, but he sees so many faces and he ingests so many substances that today, like always, he says merely, "Wash your windows." I can't do it. I can't tell him I have the angel and bear because I don't want him to come to my house. I don't want him to remember. I don't want my kids to see him, to ask me what happened. I have a doll already. I say, "That's okay." He nods and says, "Thanks." He crouches near a low wall and his head drops down toward his chest. I go inside to pick up photos of our vacation where my children were laughing and cozy in their sleeping bags, asking if there were bears in the campground, reminding me to scare the bears away if they came. The crocheted bear will be in his box when I get home, and I will feel guilty, so I duck my head too when I come back out. But Buddy is already gone.
Susan Strait lives in Riverside, California.